morning. This is Pastor Stolz, and welcome to our Sunday worship. Today is Trinity Sunday. I would like to give you the hymn number and the scripture lessons so that you can look them up, and then I'll repeat them again just before I read them. The Old Testament lesson, Ezekiel 18, 30 to 32, Romans 11, 33 to 36, John 3, 1 through 15, and the closing hymn is 244. And we begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart, and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who hast given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins, and by thy Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all of our sins. To them that believe on his name he gives power to become the sons of God, and hath promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, we give thanks unto thee for thy great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou art only holy, thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you. And let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who has given unto us thy servants grace, that by the confession of the true faith, to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity, and in the power of the divine majesty to worship the unity, We beseech thee that thou would keep us steadfast in this one true faith, and to forever defend us from all enemies. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Let us now confess our faith according to the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Old Testament reading, Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 30 to 32. Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, every one according to his way, saith the Lord God. Repent and turn yourselves from all of your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. Cast away from you all your transgressions whereby you have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith the Lord God. Wherefore turn yourselves and live. So far. The Epistle, Romans chapter 11, 33 to 36. Oh, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor, or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. This morning's Gospel, St. John chapter 3, verses 1 to 15, which is the basis for my sermon. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can this be? How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? When Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, that which is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, You must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, We speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. If I have told you about earthly things, and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So far. There was a man by the name of Nicodemus. He came to Jesus by night. He was a member of the Sanhedrin. And as a member of the Sanhedrin, he was well versed in the Old Testament. Now, evidently, Nicodemus had heard about Christ's work and teaching, and it must have raised some doubts in his own mind concerning his standing with God. It may also have been that he was beginning to wonder, because of the reports which he had heard, whether Jesus was the promised Messiah. You see, the religion of Nicodemus was a religion of the law. A religion which stressed good works, clean living, these were the things that atoned for sins and put one in the good graces of God. Well, Jesus knew what was in his mind. And so he said to Nicodemus, Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Well, Nicodemus had no idea what Jesus was talking about. He knew nothing about a spiritual birth. Here was a man who was well versed in the scriptures, a member of the Sanhedrin, but had a totally different idea about how a person becomes a citizen of God's kingdom. Well, the world is full of such people today. People who believe that clean living, good works will please God and atone for sins. They claim to know their Bible and can recite long sections of it, but it's kind of strange that they should have such a knowledge of the Bible and overlook such simple passages as Romans 3. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified without the deeds of the law. Just what is this new birth that Jesus says is the first step towards becoming a member of God's kingdom? Well, it's not something that you and I can do. We had nothing to do with our physical birth, and so it is with our spiritual birth. Regeneration is something that God must accomplish in us. King David shows us then when he says, Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin. Or the words that we sing in the offertory, Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. We must admit to God that we are miserable sinners, that there is nothing to atone for our sins. We can do nothing. We must realize that because of them, we are doomed to eternal hellfire. And this is not an easy thing to do, because it is contrary to human nature to admit such guilt. But before we can become citizens of God's kingdom, we must make a confession of our utter unworthiness and helplessness. It is God the Holy Spirit who, through word and sacrament, works faith in our hearts so that we believe in Jesus as our Savior from sin. Through word and sacrament, God the Holy Ghost brings about this wonderful transformation in our hearts and souls. Trinity Sunday also reminds us that all three persons of the Holy Trinity play a part in our becoming citizens of His kingdom. The Father, by His plan for salvation. God the Son, whose perfect life and suffering and death. And God the Holy Ghost, by his calling, enlightening, and sanctifying work. This spiritual rebirth or transformation is indeed a great mystery. Now, Jesus sought to lead Nicodemus to faith and regenerate him. And how did he proceed? Well, after Nicodemus had learned to know his sinfulness and lost condition, Jesus proclaimed the gospel to him. He, the Redeemer, his Redeemer, would be crucified for the sins of the world. He would atone for our guilt, remove every charge against us from a damned slave of sin to a beloved child of God, to take our place at the bar of eternal justice as our advocate who declares, "Father, I was wounded for his transgressions. I was bruised for his iniquity. The chastisement which he should have suffered, I endured. And by whose stripes, cut into my bleeding back, he was healed." There, my fellow redeemed, you have heard the most important message that can ever be proclaimed, the most sacred blessing even our Lord could offer, a pledge which promises you escape from hell, triumph over sin, and salvation from sin. Through this gospel, the gospel of the marvelous love of God, Nicodemus came to see the light and to live under God's gracious will, as his later life teaches. No one has seen the Holy Spirit working when he calls through the gospel, but we have seen the results of his work. We are the results of his work. When we were born into this world, we too were spiritually blind, dead, and enemy of God. By nature, we did not fear, love, and trust in God. We too were brought into the kingdom of God through holy baptism. It is he, the Holy Spirit, who strengthens our faith and deepens our love for God. It is he who gives us a better understanding. It is he who stands by our side when we fight against the enemies of our soul. When we think of the eternal blessings that are the result of being born again, having peace with God, the certainty of salvation, it's strange that there should be so many who neglect or reject the grace of God. Our redemption cost us nothing, but it cost Christ agonies beyond number. He gave his life for us, yet we need give nothing to be assured of our redemption, because he paid our indebtedness with the Father to the very last penny. Our accounts are cleared. Here is the highest mercy. For our salvation, we need only believe. Only take Christ at his word, trust him as our God and Savior, come to him confessing our sins, and build our hope of forgiveness solely on his blood and righteousness. Then, by this faith and by nothing else, nothing that we can do, we are Christ's, and the countless blessings that he offers are ours, gifts of his grace. May God grant this to each of us. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, unto thy church, thy Holy Spirit and the wisdom which comes down from above, that thy word, as becometh it, may not be bound, but have free course and be preached to the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people, that in steadfast faith we may serve thee, and in the confession of thy name abide unto the very end. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Closing hymn 244.